From their bar to yours, Chad and Sarah of the popular YouTube channel It's Bourbon Night bring you their favorite at-home old-fashioned mix with the new Elemental Elixirs Golden Hour Syrup. It's a custom-made syrup with notes of bold black tea, warm spices, and orange zest. All you need is your favorite whiskey and ice. No bitters needed. One bottle makes 16 drinks, so that's only $1 cocktail before you add your own whiskey. They can also be enjoyed in other cocktails or spirits, mocktails, coffee, tea, and anything you can think of. It's crafted locally in Lexington, Kentucky, and you can get your bottle now at whiskeyambitions.com. For this Whiskey Quickie, we're looking at a new line extension from Heaven Hill, Elijah Craig Rye. Now, as most people may or may not know, that Heaven Hill has one mash bill for their rye, so you're going to see this in multiple different kinds of line extensions. So you've seen Rittenhouse Rye, you've seen Pikesville Rye, and now they're coming out with a new line extension for Elijah Craig Rye. Now, what's new with this one is that it is a 51% rye, 35% corn, 40% malted rye, which I'd mentioned is part of their...
Or barley.
Or, yeah, you're right. What did I say?
You said malted rye.
Malted rye.
Whatever.
Yeah, you know. What are we on? Like our ninth one of doing this? We'll figure it out soon enough.
Yeah.
And another thing that actually came with this is master distiller Conor O'Driscoll has been on the podcast before. He's a big fan of actually bread making in his spare time. So he actually sent loaves of rye bread with this as it came out. So yeah. Cheers to Conor for that.
And Kenny already ate it with his fish sandwich. So
it was delicious.
Yeah, so it was fantastic.
Appreciate that. Now, this is going to be released in limited markets of North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Oregon starting in January 2020. And it will slowly trickle out over time. And again, non-age stated, the proof, standard Elijah Craig, 94, and the price is going to be at an SRP of only $29.99.
I wonder when Elijah's barn burnt down, if he ever thought rye whiskey would be in there.
Well, he must have figured it out or figured out how to make it cheap enough, because I'm always surprised about how they can keep Elijah Craig prices down this low. So,
absolutely.
Let's dive in with the nose here.
You know, it's very muted. You get a little of the rye notes. It's kind of really smells more like a bourbon to me, but
it does a little bit. You get some
of
those
basic.
Mm-hmm. I would say so too. It's a little bit of grains and stuff like that too.
It's really delicate. Easy to drink. It's, you know, pretty. I would call it a gateway rye, maybe, because it's kind of similar to bourbon to me. Tastes more like of Elijah Craig to me.
I almost think that if you tried this, and you know, we progressed a little bit. I think if you tried this like on the rocks, you would lose all the flavor.
Yeah, it would fall apart quickly.
It's very light. It's very light. So I guess let's just go ahead and rate this, because I mean, for me, the finish is already dissipated. It's gone.
Yep. Right? See you back.
Yeah. All right. So on the nose, where are you at here?
Sideways thumbs.
I agree. And the taste?
Sideways thumbs. It's a good everyday drinker.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the finish?
Thumbs down. See you later, Kenny. Where you go?
Yeah. Like I said, it's great for price point and where you're at, but, you know, let us know what you think in the comments, and cheers, y'all. We'll see you next time.